Welcome to Mysteries, Myths, and Legends. I'm Taylor.
I'm Savannah.
And welcome to the show. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
If you celebrate that or not. Happy Thursday.
Yeah.
Or Wednesday. Exactly. Whatever day it is you're listening to this.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in America like we are, it's about to be Thanksgiving. So me and Savannah are hanging out with our families. Yay.
Yep.
Yay for turkey. Yeah. Except for I don't really like Thanksgiving food. Do you?
Yeah.
Nope. I don't like any of it, barely. Like, I like macaroni and cheese. And that's about it. So.
See, I don't know. The stuffing?
No.
So good.
Mm-mm. See, not for me. So, yeah, anyways. Okay, so first and foremost, rate or review us on Apple Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
As always. We have some really tragic news for you guys. So sorry to tell you that we will not be posting an episode next week because we need a break.
Yeah.
Psych. It's Thanksgiving and we're not going to be in town. We're going to be busy. So simply we don't have time. So
we usually record on Thursdays. So we're not going to take a break yet on Thanksgiving and record. Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry about it. So no episode next week, but we'll be back the next week with the regular scheduled content. So anyways, to brighten the mood from that sad, sad, sad news, I need you all to know that even though you can't see me right now, I decided to dye my hair. So I mentioned last week I dyed my hair purple. Well, my hair has been purple, actually, for a while. I just didn't say anything. So it's been purple for, like, a month. And, you know, it's starting to, like, fade. So I was like, I need to redo it. And I wanted to redo it before Thanksgiving. So, and then my friend Dina, I need her to help me, obviously, because I can't see the back of my head. So she was going to go get her nails done today. So I was like, okay, well, can you help me dye my hair? And then I realized I have to record this podcast. So I am sitting here with a Walmart bag on my head, and I look like an 87-year-old woman. So if you hear any crinkles going on, I'm sorry. It's just my head. So, yeah, there's that fact.
Yeah, hopefully it'll just make your hair, like, way more vibrant by having it on for so long. Yeah. I don't know if it works that way.
That's the goal. I think that is how it works. So
right. Okay.
We'll see. Maybe all my hair will fall out. Hopefully not.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just the conditioner kind, right?
So. Yeah, it's the safe kind. So
yeah,
she'll be luxurious after.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we do have another, not announcement, but like half of an announcement. We have things planned, actually.
Yeah, we have some big stuff coming up.
Yeah, so if you're just starting listening or if you've been listening, stick around for our year anniversary coming up.
Yes. Can you believe it? First of all, that we're almost at a year of this podcast.
Because
not me. And we don't want to be those people who are like, oh my gosh, there's so many things in the works, like blah, 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 but we can't tell you what it is. But I'm sorry, but we can't tell you what it is yet.
Yeah.
Sorry, but we're really excited about it. So we have to at least let you know this. Like, there are things coming. So.
Yeah.
Yay. Be on the lookout for those things.
I was just gonna mention it is gonna be our 1 year anniversary and also our 50th episode.
Yes,
if we don't skip another one.
No, we will not skip another one.
Okay, we won't.
It's gonna be a big that episode is gonna be a big episode. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, so be there for it.
Definitely be there for it. But one last thing, one last really cool thing that happened to me today. So I currently work from home and, you know, I was just click clacking away on my computer doing my work like a good old American worker and my doorbell rings and automatically my anxiety sets in and I'm like, oh God, I don't want to answer the door. And I wasn't going to answer the door. And Dina was like, Taylor, we have to answer the door. And I was like, fine. Well, it was a guy from a tech crew of this show that's coming out that I cannot say what it is, but they are actually filming on our street next week. So, at least my house and my car and maybe me and my cats could possibly be in a TV show. on a very large streaming platform that I cannot say at the moment. But
so awesome.
I know. I'm so excited.
Do you know when this show comes out?
No, but definitely 2022 sometime. Yeah. So definitely soon. But they're still filming right now. So probably, I would say probably fall of 2022. So, but I'll definitely, so when I can say, yeah, when I can say what it is, I will. I'm so excited.
I hope you can actually be in it too. That would be cool.
Me too.
Like an extra.
Me too. Well, the fun fact, I actually did get hired as an extra, and then a lot of catastrophe happened and I wasn't able to do it. But I was like, okay, well, this is my second chance to be in the show. So we will see. Updates to come, I suppose. But how about we get into the stories of the week?
Yes. We should definitely get into the stories because I feel like we both have long ones this time. So, okay. So my story this week is sort of a mystery.
Ooh.
And it's very current.
Ooh, okay.
It is the Havana Syndrome.
Never heard of her before.
Okay.
Other than so, Havana, ooh, nah, nah. That's all I got for you.
Yeah, yeah.
And if it's not Camila Cabello, then I don't know.
Yeah, it's not.
Darn.
Okay, let's set the scene. In December of 2016, a CIA officer checked into the American Embassy in Havana, Cuba. And soon after, they were suffering from nausea, a headache, and dizziness.
Oh.
And 2 days later, some more CIA agents sort of mushed that all together, had a similar symptoms.
Oh, no.
This continued, and by 2018, 26 Americans and 13 Canadians reported experiencing nausea, hearing loss, vertigo, nosebleeds, and focusing issues.
Oh, my God.
And they all say that it was caused by a noise.
Oh, okay.
So, very weird coincidences, very weird happenings here. They all say it was caused by a noise. It was heard either at their homes or in a hotel room. And these are all, like, agents and diplomats.
Okay, that's suspicious.
Yeah, a little bit. And some people, there's, like, different ways people have described it. Some say that it was a strange, like, grating noise coming from, like, a specific direction. Some experience pressure, vibration, or, like, a sensation of driving with the windows rolled down. If you know what that means.
Oh, like, I know, totally.
Partly rolled down, and there's, like, that weird,
like, the, yeah, I'm trying to think of a word for it, but yes, I know what you mean. Like, the kind of, like, it, like, flutters when not all the windows are open.
Yeah. That's, I'm pretty sure that's what they mean by that. And one person said it was, like, high-pitched. There were people who said it was, like, a beam of sound pointed right at them.
Oh.
And others said that it sounded like marbles rolling on the floor.
Wow.
Okay, so, like, a lot of variants here.
Yeah,
but
so, like, no one sound was happening.
Yeah, but they all seem a little bit similar, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I can see where they all, like, sort of connect. And they have lasted, like, the sound has lasted anywhere from 20 seconds to 30 minutes.
Oh, no.
So,
not 30 minutes.
I know, and it's, like, causing you to have, like, a headache and,
yeah, like get sick.
Probably want to throw up.
No, yeah. not for me.
Yeah. So, people, like, a lot of people, like, were directly targeted almost because people nearby the victims did not suffer the symptoms. So,
okay.
That's, like, a weird part of it.
Very strange.
Yeah. So, yeah, this whole thing is just, like, so weird. It's just, like, me explaining all the facts, but then it's just, like, then I'll get into some of the reasons the things people think it could be. But yeah, so some of the victims were actually examined by doctors at the University of Pennsylvania. And shout out, that's actually where I was born. So.
Whoa, shout out. Wait, when did you say this happened?
It started in 2016.
Oh, okay.
And it's still happening now. So.
Okay. I forgot you said it was recent, and that just kind of took me back a little bit. Because that's crazy. How have I not heard of this?
No, I know. I started looking into it, and I was like, wait, it's still going on? Yeah, it's a little crazy. And it gets way crazier, too. But I'll, you know, go there. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, University of Pennsylvania, they did, like, a study and, like, just examined some of the people. And they say that they, like, had been diagnosed with concussions because that's what it sort of seemed like they had.
Yeah.
Because, you know, all those symptoms sort of go with a concussion.
Definitely.
But they didn't have any signs of a concussion. Because, you know, you have to hit your head to get one.
Yeah, for one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And none of them hit their head, but they were still experiencing all these symptoms. So, really weird. Strange. Really weird. So, what was this? There are a lot of theories. Some of the first theories that people thought of were that it was, like, a secret device or weapon that was developed by some other government. Or, like, a sonic weapon with, like, infrasound or mm-hmm. something. Which, you know, I totally know what that is.
Oh, of course. of course.
There's also a theory that it was, like, two eavesdropping devices that were, like, too close together, which made a sound.
That I mean, that makes sense, especially if, like, they were CIA agents. Like, and do mm-hmm. we really know what they were doing there? Like, were they undercover or something?
No, a lot of these agents were just trying to, like, make the relationship with the country they were going to better with the U.S.
Mm. Well,
so
maybe not, then.
Yeah. I know. but yeah, the one where I say it's like two devices that were accidentally too close together, that seems really weird because this happened multiple times.
Yeah, definitely. You know? Also, like, that's a very specific sound, like when things are too close together and they're making that, like, high pitch frequency. Like, I feel like everybody would be able to, like, know that's what it was.
Yeah.
That's a very common sound. To know.
I know. And I guess it would make me a little bit sick, but not really.
Yeah. I cannot imagine it making me, not physically sick.
Mm-hmm.
Mentally. Yeah. It would drive me crazy, but.
Yeah. So there are two recordings of the sound. I didn't find them, but I guess the government has them.
Yeah, of course they do.
And yeah, they were studied by scientists and they came up with the idea that it sounded like crickets.
Interesting.
So that's another theory on the table there. We'll get deeper into some of these theories. And some people think it could have just been because, like, they were nervous being in Cuba and it wasn't actually the sound making them sick.
Yeah. But what... Like, they were just nervous. But all of them are going to be nervous?
I know, yeah. It is kind of unlikely, right?
I mean, like, I'm one to get nervous and get sick, of course, but, like, not everybody.
Yeah. Like, maybe, see, I think the theory is that, like, they're already nervous, and then they hear a sound, and they're like, is it, like, a weapon? Like, what is that?
Oh,
and then,
yeah.
But I don't know. It's a little far-fetched there.
A little.
So, that theory also doesn't make too much sense because it... in May 2018, the same noise happened in China.
Oh.
So, you know, this is spreading to other countries now, apparently.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, so 15 Americans were actually evacuated from China because of this. And it also happened in Europe, in Washington, D.C., and, like, a few other places.
Now I just want to hear the sound.
I know. But also, like, do I want to? Because what if it makes us sick, too?
I would be willing to get sick to hear it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I think some of these people got, like, brain damage.
Oh, okay. Well, I did not know that part.
Yeah.
That's horrible. I feel like what it is like, a weapon. Like, somebody, like, some country made this weapon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a theory. So, I'm almost there. I have some other
stuff
to say
first.
Sorry,
I like to jump ahead. What can I say?
Yeah. So, the U.S. Department of State has referred to the events as, like, unexplained health incidents. And the CIA director actually just directly called them attacks. Yeah, they're like, somebody's attacking U.S. diplomats.
At first, it was U.S. diplomats.
Well, yeah, it still is.
Oh, so, like, it's still U.S. diplomats, like, in China and everywhere else, you said? I thought it was, like, other people there.
Okay. No, it's the U.S. being targeted.
Okay, well, then that's definitely an attack then.
Yeah, I guess I didn't make that clear, but... So, there was an expert committee of the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine, and they concluded in December of 2020 that microwave energy is the most plausible mechanism. So, they think it was microwaves.
That's so interesting. This is, like, reminding me a lot of the story that I told, like, I don't remember what it was called, but, like, at the field, like, where they were having the marching band competition and everybody started getting sick.
Yes! Oh, my gosh.
But it was, like, because of the chemicals. That seems exactly like it. But it's very similar.
No, that definitely makes sense, because other theories for this are that it could be ultrasound, like I said before, pesticides.
Yeah.
They say it could be pesticides or a mass psychogenic illness.
Mass hysteria.
Yeah. Yeah, that too.
Wild.
Yeah, so, I don't know. I forgot about that one. That's very similar. Except these are, like, directly, like, focused on one person, and that was just a whole crowd.
Yeah. No, so. This is, like, way scarier. Like.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's very shocking that we are not hearing about these attacks on U.S. officials. How, like, that's very scary. Like, if somebody is actually attacking. Anyway, continue.
Yeah, so the people... Okay, the government that is sort of suspected to be the cause of this, if it is attacks, is Russian. The Russian military.
Come on, I already knew you were going to say that.
So, yeah. Yeah, there's lots of theories. And so it is Canadian agents too. So US and Canada pulled agents out of Havana because of this kept happening. And the Cuban foreign minister accused the US of lying about the incident, and, like, they denied that Cuba was involved at all, and they claimed that they didn't know what caused these health problems. So, I mean, yeah, I guess the U.S., like, they thought it could be Cuba or Russia.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean it was Cuba just because they were there.
I know, but, you know, the U.S. obviously. History with Cuba.
Oh, yeah. yeah, she's a rough one.
Yeah, and Russia, so both of them.
Yeah, big ol' yikes.
Yeah. But Russia, or, no, not Russia. Cuba offered to cooperate with the U.S. in an investigation. So, since it started in Havana, they interviewed neighbors and examined hotels of the people, like, affected where they were staying. And they analyzed air and soil samples. They examined the possibility of electromagnetic waves, and even considered insects because they said that it could be crickets.
Well, I don't understand where the crickets are coming from. Like, the sound of crickets?
Know. Yeah, they just think it sounds like it.
Oh, okay. I mean, I have heard many crickets. I'm listening to crickets right now because my window's open, and I am not getting sick. So I would say I don't think it's crickets.
Right, yeah.
Unless, I don't know. Either. They could have, like, special crickets in Havana. I don't know.
Special ones, maybe. But with all this investigation, they did not find anything. Oh. So, which honestly, I mean, could go either way if you're thinking about it, because if it really was them, would they try to cover up what they did?
Yeah, exactly. You know? But or they maybe shared... they just didn't do it.
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know. And the U.S. did not give Cuba, the diplomats, like, medical records or, like, their names or anything, so they couldn't study the victims themselves to see what happened. It was just, like, examining their surroundings, like, where they were at the time.
Okay.
So, by looking at that, they didn't find anything.
Hmm.
So, Interesting.
Very.
So it seems, from that study at least, it seems like somebody must have been there doing something at the time, and whatever caused it is not there anymore.
Yeah, you know? Definitely.
Yeah. So back to the University of Pennsylvania study. Some of the affected diplomats were studied, and they showed, like, differences in the brain. So, basically, it showed that their brains were damaged. But there was no damage to executive functions.
That is so... That's... Okay, I'm just... I know. I just want to throw the theory out here while I have it in my head. What if, like, whatever, whoever made this sound is trying to, like, brain control these people?
I mean, maybe.
And that's why they're, like, making their brain, like... damaged. Just saying, just throwing it out there.
Maybe.
But that's crazy. First of all, that's sad. That's sad that their brain is damaged from that sound, and also that's scary. Mm-hmm.
I know. Yeah. I mean, I guess no damage to executive function, so, like, I guess they can still function pretty much the same, but yeah, it shows that their brains are different. So, yeah, there's still no way to show, like, tell what happened from that study. It just shows, like, what it did to them.
Mm-hmm.
So, further exploring these theories, first with microwaves, because that's what they said could be, like, the most plausible.
Mm-hmm.
In the study from the university, they're the ones who said microwaves were, like, the main suspect here. The sound was similar to, like, pulsed radio frequency and microwave radiation exposure. Whatever that means. But also, I heard that microwaves can't really be recorded, so that's why it's sort of like, I don't really understand that.
Yeah, that's weird.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, maybe it's, like, a mix of that and something else?
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Lord, I don't know.
Like, I'm just picturing, like, a whirring noise, but also with crickets in there. I'm like, I don't know.
I just want to know how they figured out that this sound does that. Like, that's some serious science.
Yeah, well, that's what they said, that it's similar to the sound that those things make. That, like, radio frequency and, like, microwave, whatever. So, I don't know. And the symptoms actually matched the symptoms of those things. So, like, the microwave radiation exposure, it, like, that's what the symptoms would be.
Whoa. So, no that. Turning into the Hulk.
No.
Darn.
No. So, I guess if you get into a microwave, you'll just, like, get a headache.
Yeah, true.
Explode, maybe? I don't know.
Probably.
But, no, actually, if you think about it, that's really sad. Like, microwave, can you imagine, like, just getting hit by microwaves?
Yeah, so I actually...
You'd feel like you would get exploded.
No, literally. I was always told, like, by my, like, teachers, like, in school, that, like, to not stand in front of the microwave while you're, like, microwaving food, like, to walk away from it, because you don't want to, like, get the microwave particles, like, that it's emitting to warm up the food.
Okay, I... never really heard that, because really? I didn't think they could go through.
Well, apparently, I mean, who knows if what my teachers were saying is correct, but that's what they always told me. So.
Okay.
But yeah, well. I still stand in front of the microwave, so I didn't learn. And I seem to be okay. I guess.
And, oh my gosh, I just thought about it. Like, in my house, it's at my, like, head level.
Yeah, that's bad. Mine's not at my head level.
It's like a little bit higher.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay, anyways.
We need to reevaluate our microwave situations.
Right. Okay. So anyways, in the past, I forgot I wrote this one down. In the past, the U.S. Embassy in Moscow was actually hit by a microwave beam.
What?
And okay, it led to health effects, and it was because Moscow was trying to spy on the U.S. Embassy.
Oh, so we hit them with a microwave beam?
No, they hit us.
Oh, they hit us? Sorry, I can't follow, but wow.
But it was in Moscow, the U.S. Embassy.
Oh, okay, got you. That.
So that alone just makes it seem like it's definitely them, right?
It's got to be them, right?
Yeah. I don't know. But, I mean, okay, I say that, but then I say some scientists call this implausible and say that it's science fiction to, like, have a beam of microwave.
See, I was really going to ask. I was like, is that a thing? Like, a beam of microwave? What, microwave?
I mean, that's what these people are describing. They're like, I'm getting hit by a beam of sound.
Like, but, okay, but, like, from, like, a gun? Like, what, like... Like, what is producing
this sound? I don't know.
I know you don't know. Something. But, like, I just want to know, like, what is producing this sound? And, like, a beam of it? That's so crazy. I can't even wrap my brain around it.
Like, if you can just picture, like, a laser beam?
That's what I'm picturing. But, like, those aren't really real, you know? I mean, they are real. But like,
it's, like, just sound.
Yeah.
But it's something out of a movie. But it's actually just microwave beams.
No, actually, they're just carrying around, like, microwaves. And right. Beaming them at people.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. So, okay, the Moscow signal that I was just telling you about, that, you know, people think it's implausible.
Mm-hmm.
And they also, there's a report saying that there was no health effects from it. But, like, there's also people saying that there was. So it's like,
okay.
You know, that's questionable right there.
Yeah.
But if it did actually happen, then, I mean, come on.
If it did happen, then, baby, it's them.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, don't come for me, Moscow. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at what's on the paper, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It could go either way. You don't know. True. Okay, so the next one, the fun one, cricket noises. So biologists from University of California, Berkeley, and University of Lincoln analyzed the sound, and they said that it was the calling sound of the Indies short-tailed cricket.
Okay.
So they have, like, the species down, they got everything.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, this is what it sounds like.
Okay. So, I want to hear that sound.
I know. Honestly, I should have pulled it up, but I don't have it.
Yeah, fine.
Right now. Cuban researchers said that it sounded like a Jamaican field cricket.
Okay.
So.
Interesting.
Yeah, but with this theory, there's no explanation for the sickness part of it.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. Like, these people that are studying these bugs, like, do the bugs cause the sickness elsewhere?
No. They don't.
Okay. Interesting. So it's just a sound that sounds like the crickets. So we're not saying the crickets are the ones doing it.
We're not saying that.
Got you. It's just a cricket sound.
Yeah.
Got you.
So that one's unlikely.
Yeah.
There's a theory about the ultrasound. Scientists at University of Michigan reported in a study that ultrasounds could be the cause, just from, like, surveillance equipment.
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like if that was the case, then there would be a lot more cases then.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, everywhere else.
Mm-hmm. Or it's, like, special surveillance
equipment. Yeah, true. I don't know what they were doing either.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess that one sort of goes with the microwave mm-hmm. theory. It's like either microwaves or ultrasound or I don't know.
Some kind of fancy sound.
Mm-hmm. Pesticides.
Mm.
A Canadian study found that it could have been pesticides because the embassies and other places in Cuba had been sprayed with an anti-Zika virus mosquito control
mm-hmm.
pesticide.
Wow.
And they said it was possible, but other possible causes could not be ruled out.
Okay.
That, like, this was what it was.
Okay, the only reason that I feel like it's not that, because it does sound super, super similar to the other story that I told with the people in the field. But, like, the fact that it's just U.S. embassy, like, agents and not other people, and it's not, like, all at the same time of them.
Yeah, U.S. you know? And Canadian.
Exactly. So, like, I feel like people from actually, like, Havana would also have gotten sick if it was, like, the pesticide, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Personally, true. That's what I think. So, I don't know. But maybe.
Yeah. I know. And there was also, like, there was a 2020 study that said this was, like, very unlikely that pesticides mm-hmm. were the case. So,
Yeah.
They agreed with you.
Good. Thank you, scientists, to back me up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And since it was 2020, obviously they had to rule out that it was a disease, too. So
yeah.
It was not. It wasn't very COVID. Unlikely that it was a disease.
Okay.
And they also thought it could be something originating in the brain, so something psychogenic.
Mm-hmm.
But there was brain imaging done on some of the victims, and they didn't show anything psychogenic.
Okay, so not that.
Yeah, they said that it could have been a syndrome causing dizziness. Mm-hmm. And, you know, dizziness can make you feel sick and, like... Yeah. It can sort of cause all these other things.
Yeah.
But I don't know. And then this is where the theory comes in where it's like, oh, maybe they were just stressed out or like maybe it was hysteria.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't really make sense if it was hysteria because it was like every person had their own case of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it happens one person at a time.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So.
So that was ruled out.
Yeah. Not that.
Mm-hmm. And it gets even weirder when it, like, gets to all these other countries, like yeah. I was saying before.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, for most of these, just because that it went to other countries, like, kind of eliminates the theory.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's, like, what is similar about all of these different countries?
Exactly.
Is probably the fact that they're all near embassies.
Yeah, right. Right.
Yeah, so... I'm going to go over some of the other places in the world that this was happening. There were reports in China. Like I said, American diplomats in China experienced the same symptoms. They said it remains unclear if it was an attack and it could have been listening devices emitting sounds, so it's like all of these same theories coming up again.
Mm-hmm.
It happened in Washington, D.C., where a White House official was actually walking their dog.
What?
And experienced a sound that gave them debilitating symptoms.
That's crazy. And,
yeah. It was reported on in, like, media and stuff, and the cause was, like, not determined, so they don't know.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah. What could it be? I just want to know.
Yeah, that one's even weirder. It's, like, in our own country.
Right. And, like, what were they doing? Walking their dog?
Yeah. Like, just walking their dog.
Let them walk their dog in peace. Like, also, did it hurt the dog?
I don't know. I didn't see that part. But it said that there were, like, articles. So
okay, well, here's the thing. If it hurt the human, it definitely hurt the dog. Because dogs can hear way, way, way better than humans.
True. No, I didn't even think about that.
Hmm. Yeah, that's really sad.
Jeez.
Listen, you can hurt people, but you can't hurt dogs. I'm just kidding. Right. Don't hurt people,
like,
either. But definitely hurt dogs.
I mean, but dogs.
So. Yeah, but dogs.
Okay, so it was also... it also happened in Asia. So in Vietnam and in India, where American diplomats were, and in Asia... Okay. I already said Asia. Yeah. In Europe.
Okay, so literally almost every single continent.
So, no, literally every single continent. Like, because I'm also going to say Australia, Taiwan, and Colombia.
Okay, but you did not say Antarctica, so.
Yeah, you're right. But I don't think, is there diplomats up there?
I don't think so. Unless, well, maybe secretive ones.
Mm-hmm. And also, okay, so actually this year, many U.S. personnel experienced the Havana syndrome in Vienna, Austria.
Mm-hmm.
And aside from Havana, Vienna had the most cases.
No. This mm-hmm. year?
Yeah.
What was going on? How many diplomats were there?
I didn't even I don't have that number.
I just mean, like, were there, like, what, like, was something going on in Austria?
No.
Something must have been going on that we don't know about. So.
Mm-hmm.
Suspicious.
Yeah, so this is happening everywhere. So on to our biggest theory here. Is it the Russians?
Probably.
And, you know, don't, we're all just speculating here because, yeah, don't come for me, Russian government.
Please don't. I can't.
I mean, yeah. So many U.S. officials think it could be Russia targeting the U.S.
I also think that it's probably Russia targeting the U.S.
Yeah. I mean, we're just stating what's happening here. We're not trying to do anything Russia.
No, okay? But... Love her. I heart Russia. JK.
Right. Anyways. So, the U.S. officials in Cuba and China who were reported having symptoms, they were trying to cooperate with those countries, right? Like I said.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, to make the connection stronger with those countries.
Yeah.
So maybe, the theory is maybe these devices were planted that emitted a sound that would derail the work from being done.
Yeah. I mean, I think that makes so much sense. Obviously, mm-hmm. they don't want the U.S. to have more allies and to mend, like, broken relationships with other countries, like, because that's not good for them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That makes complete sense to me.
Yeah. So, yeah, they could have been using these devices to spy or collect data from phones and computers.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the sound and sickness was just a side effect of this.
Oh,
you know?
True, yeah.
Or, I mean, maybe they were just using it directly to make the sound, but I think the big theory is that it was just a side effect.
Oh, interesting.
Like, that they didn't know that it was going to cause this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, actually, this is really interesting. Using tracking devices from phones, it was determined that in some of the instances, Russian diplomats were in the same vicinity of the people who got sick.
Ain't no way. That's so suspicious. Ain't no way. It's not Russia. Don't come for me, Russia. I'm sorry, but it's gotta be you, baby. It's gotta be you.
I know. Yeah, so in two of the instances, Russian diplomat was in the same hotel as at the same time as the attack / incident.
If it wasn't them, that was a very big coincidence.
Mm-hmm. One person actually experienced symptoms while driving in an area with large Russian presence.
No.
And they stopped in an intersection, and then they felt like their head was going to explode.
Stop it right now.
And their son was in the back seat, and they were screaming.
Oh.
And when they drove away, their head stopped hurting.
No, and, absolutely. Like, all went away. That convinced me. I was already convinced, but that really convinced me. It's the Russians.
Yeah, yeah. But the same thing actually happened to another U.S. officer in the same area, who, like, they had no clue this already happened to somebody else, so they didn't know the story, but, like, the same thing happened.
That's wild. Yeah. That's so scary. I gotta make sure I'm nowhere close to no U.S. embassy anywhere.
Honestly, maybe you're onto something there. Okay, so this is pretty cool, though. The U.S. actually created the Havana Act this year, which... It's not just called Havana because it's Havana, Cuba. Mm-hmm. It actually stands for Helping American Victims Afflicted by Neurological Attacks.
Okay, wow. First of all, what a coincidence that the name would just be perfect for that.
Yeah, no, that's what it's like for. But yeah, I know, just the fact that it's Havana and it started in Havana. They did that on purpose. They're like, how do we get these words to fit perfectly? So this act authorized the CIA director and Secretary of State to give financial support to those affected by brain injuries. You know, when they're like on duty, I guess. Because I guess the previous, like, there's another act for injuries and stuff, but didn't have anything to do with, like, neurological ones.
Mm-hmm.
So, now this will go to that.
Okay.
And it was just signed into law on October 8th.
Oh, wow.
Of this year. That's... And it was a unanimous vote.
Oh,
to
good.
Do it, so.
We love cool. to see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's all I have for that. But, yeah, it's kind of crazy out there. I didn't really realize this stuff was happening right now.
First of all, that just put a new fear in me that I didn't know existed. I have not heard of any of this. None of this. Ever.
It's a mystery.
Yeah, it sure is a mystery, except for it's not Russians.
I mean, it could be the crickets. We don't know.
It could be the crickets. See, at first when I thought you meant there were real crickets, I was like, what if the crickets are Russian robots? But then I was like, no, let me not go that far. No, that
it's a mix. It's a mix of that theory and they're actually Russian tracking devices, but they're shaped and sound like crickets.
Yeah, true. That's really what it is. Yeah. Wow. Okay. That is just so crazy. Yeah, I'm honestly shook by that one. I got no words. Wow. That was a really good story. Love that. So I'm going to be definitely staying away from the embassies.
Yeah. See, it hits a lot harder when it's like, it's happening now.
Yeah. Oh, it hits a lot harder what's happening now. And you know what's very interesting is here we are yet again, week 42, episode 42. And I have a mystery for you today, also from this time.
Oh, my gosh. No. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. This one's hitting hard, isn't it?
It's hitting hard. It's hitting hard. This is a going to be a deep episode today. So buckle up, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm ready.
Okay. So I am doing the mystery of the Georgia Guidestones. Have you ever heard of that one?
Okay. Nope.
Okay, well, the Georgia Guidestones are known as the American Stonehenge. So, basically, it's this giant granite monument found in Elbert County, Georgia. And it was found in 1980. So, not very, very, very recent, but pretty recent compared to the stories that we tell, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, so it's American Stonehenge because, you know, we don't really know who, what, when, where. We don't know anything really about these rocks, just like Stonehenge. So, anywho. So the Georgia Guidestones. I'll explain like what they look like more, but it's this giant rock structure. And it has a set of 10 guidelines inscribed into the rock. And it's inscribed in 8 different modern languages. Okay.
Oh, wait. I think I have heard of this a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a pretty popular.
Maybe I just didn't know what it was called.
Mystery. True. Very true.
Okay.
So the 10 guidelines are in 8 languages, and those languages are in English, Spanish, Swahili, Hindu, Hebrew, Arabic, traditional Chinese, and Russian. Russians. Throw back to the last story.
Okay.
And so not only is there a giant rock structure, but there's also like a little tablet, like a little bit, like a couple feet away from it, and on the tablet that it says stuff on there too, and it's written in 4 ancient languages, but we'll get into more of that later, and what everything says and all of the good stuff. So obviously there will be pictures on our Instagram of what this looks like, because you really need to see. It's a crazy looking monument, but I'm going to describe it.
Now you got me thinking, what am I going to post for mine? Like a picture of crickets or
just a big picture of Russia, like of the map of Russia, and then a cricket.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So the Georgia Guidestones. So there is we'll start with the middle. There's a skinny slab of rock that sits in the middle, and then there's 4 thicker slabs of rock, like in shapes of rectangles, like standing up all around the middle piece. So it kind of looks like an X, if you know what I'm saying, like from aerial view.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and then they have the inscriptions on it, which we'll get into later. And the little tablet that I mentioned that is a couple feet away from the Guidestones, it actually has a few notes on the purpose of the Guidestones. So, but why is this a mystery, you ask? What, like, it's just a rock, you know, with some words on it. We have absolutely no idea who made it, why, when, where, who, why, what. No, we do know when, but this has led to many conspiracies and a lot of controversy over this structure. So,
okay, that's just weird. Like, I thought you were going to say, oh, yeah, somebody just put it there just, you know, for if in the future, you know, another civilization comes after us, they'll be able to see this. But,
well,
like, no.
No, but you're definitely on the right track. Definitely on the right track. So, okay, first I'm gonna dive into the history and then I'll get more into the mystery. You like that little rhyme I did there? Didn't you?
Yeah, thank you.
Anyways, so in June of 1979, a man using a pseudonym, R.C. Christian, like that was not his real name, if you don't know what pseudonym means, he went to the Elberton Granite Company on behalf of, quote, a small group of loyal Americans, whatever that means, and commissioned this structure to be built.
So, interesting.
We don't know anything about what this guy looks like. Only one man at the rock company talked to him, and we don't know his real name, because that wasn't his real name. He said up front, he's like, this isn't my real name. You're never going to know who I am. Blah, 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 blah. So, yeah. So,
do we know what it, like, what does it say on there? Is it like...
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I'll definitely get into that.
Okay, yeah.
Of course, of course. Just wanted to get a little bit of the history before, because it's going to get crazy from here on out. So, we, as I said, we don't know this guy at all. We know nothing about him. But he explained that the stones will function as a compass, a calendar, and a clock, and will be capable of capable of withstanding catastrophic events. That was his request to the man.
Okay, this is just reminding me of, like, the 100.
Yes.
And,
oh my gosh, yes.
Like, if that were to happen, I'd be like, I'm going right to that because it has everything I need on it.
Exactly, exactly. So, I mean, you know what? We know where to go.
Yeah, exactly. When the end of the world happens, like, go there and find the rock.
Exactly. Find the magical rock. So the guy that this random man talked to, his name was Joe Finley, and obviously he worked at Elberton Granite Company, and he literally just assumed that this man was crazy, and he tried to talk him out of the project because he was like, dude, this is going to be, like, unbelievably expensive to make. Because, like, you know, he brought him the plans and, like, what he wanted it to look like and whatnot. But he was like, dude, this is going to be, like, thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. Like, you don't want to do this. And
right.
But, no, shockingly enough, Christian, he was like, no, I'll accept your offer. He didn't even try to, like, I don't know how much he paid for it. He didn't say. But, like, he didn't try to bargain at all. He said, yep, that's fine. Like, $1 million, that's fine. Doesn't matter. Money is irrelevant.
Oh, my gosh. He didn't really, like... Wait, so the guy buying it didn't do...
Yeah, the guy buying it thought that, like, R.C. Christian, this fake man, was crazy, first of all. And just saying this, like, I think he didn't think that he had money. Like, the money that it was going to take to pay for it.
Okay, yeah.
So he was, like, gave this really high estimate of what it was going to cost, whatever that was. Like, I don't know, like, $5 billion today. I don't know. That's a guess. And he was like, yep, sounds good. Let me write you a check right now.
Here it is
in cash. I don't know how I paid for it, but he did. And so Joe was like, well, better start making this rock then.
Yeah.
Okay. So after R.C. Christian accepted Joe's offer, Joe was like, so can you please tell me who is offering this amount of money for this structure? Like why? Because obviously he's curious, as we all are. And Christian said that he represented a group that has been planning the Guidestones for over 20 years and needed to remain anonymous. So.
Yeah, it's not creepy at all.
No, not creepy at all. But Christian gave Joe the model, the scale, like, scale by scale models that they made and the 10 pages of specifications that he needed it to be. And, yeah, they made it. they made it. So, I mean, I would, too, for a lot of money. And apparently, this R.C. Christian guy also had already purchased the land that these Guidestones were going to be, that are placed on today, before he even went to this rock company. So, like, he was like, I'm getting this rock made. Point blank, period. So, yes. So, March 22nd, 1980, the monument was unveiled before an audience of about 500 people. I don't know what they said. Come look at this big giant rock that nobody knows why it's built in this random county in Georgia. I don't know. Exactly. It's just so funny that it's in Georgia.
That's so weird, though, that, like, they never came forward and said, yeah, we did it.
Right. Like, what? Right. Right. So, the moment that we've all been waiting for. What are these 10 guides, like, that, what are the principles that they wrote? So, there's 10 of them. And I'm just going to read them to you word for word what they say on the rock. So number one, maintain humanity under 500,000 people in perpetual balance with nature. Number two, guide reproduction wisely, improving fitness and diversity. Number three, unite humanity with a living new language. Number four, rule passion, faith, tradition, and all things with tempered reason. Five, protect people and nations with fair laws and just courts. Six, let all nations rule internally, resolving external disputes in a world court. Seven, avoid petty laws and useless officials. Eight, balance personal rights with social duties. Nine, prize truth, beauty, love, seeking harmony with the infinite. And 10, be not a cancer on this earth. Leave room for nature. Leave room for nature. So, there you have it.
Okay, this is starting to seem like the Ten Commandments or something.
And there you go.
Are they trying to do a redo?
So, that's some people's, take on what this is. So I'll get into the theories. So basically, the guidestones are intended to be a guide of how humans are going to be able to survive the apocalypse.
Okay.
Because they say, whoever they are, I'm just going to say they because we don't know who made them, but they say that an apocalypse is inevitable and coming soon, per 1980 when they made this, and that they needed to make this giant structure with these rules on it to show, like, what the people who live need to do to, like, rebuild society.
Right.
So basically they're just like, hey, don't overpopulate the planet and stop tearing down all the trees and be nice to the earth and be fair to people. Like, kind of common sense things. And if you look at it, like, I will say it is, like, a little bit, like, liberal views if you're going to look at it, like, politically.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I mean, personally, I agree with all of them, you know?
Yeah, I mean.
Like, I mean, it's kind of just, like, be nice to each other and, you know, like, stop fighting each other, dummies. Like, don't kill yourselves. Exactly. How about let's not get to apocalypse in the first place?
Yeah. No, they probably just took all the reasons they think would cause, like, the end of the world and then did, like, well, what can we do to stop that?
Exactly.
Have lower population.
Exactly.
Care for people and.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So. Let me see here. I lost my spot.
Interesting.
Okay, here we are. So now, that's what the main structure, the Georgia Guidestones themselves, say. But now I'm going to tell you what the, they call it, like, the tablet, because it's, like, a tablet. It kind of looks like, you know, like, how gravestones are, like, in the ground, like, rectangle gravestones or whatever.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it looks like, but, like, it's, like, a couple feet away from it. And basically, it explains what the Georgia Guidestones are. It says, quote, the Georgia Guidestones, center cluster erected March 22nd, 1980, let these be guidestones to an age of reason. So.
Okay.
Ooh, spooky. Yeah. So they're kind of just being like, y'all are really dumb right now.
Yeah.
Think smarter. It's kind of what I'm taking from it. So, yeah. So on the tablet there, so the tablet itself is rectangular shaped and it like comes out of the ground a couple inches. So it's like a thick thing, like stands up out of the ground a little bit. And on it, there is a, like, it is itself rectangular shape, but there is also a rectangle inscribed onto it, right? Do you see? Are you picturing it? I'm trying to picture it for the audio listeners who are not going to look at Instagram, which you should go look at Instagram. But, so So in the rectangle is what it, that's what it says, like the Georgia Guidestones, like blah, 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 the Age of Reason. That's what it says inside of the rectangle. But on the outside of the inscribed rectangle, it says the same inscriptions four times in four ancient languages. So the four ancient languages are Babylonian, which is cuneiform, Classical Greek, Sanskrit, and ancient Egyptian, which is hieroglyphs.
Okay, why does all that need to be on there?
I don't understand. I think it's very interesting and very weird that, I mean, I understand why the Guidestones are in eight different languages. Like, I think, you know, those are like the probably the most popular eight languages that we speak today. So that's why they did that, obviously.
Yeah.
But why did they put the other thing in completely four languages that are completely different? And then also we don't, like, nobody uses any of those languages anymore.
Yeah.
So,
like, I don't understand. Also, how did they translate whatever they're trying to say into those languages?
I don't know. I guess they, I'm assuming the people that made this are, like, really smart. I don't know. I don't know. I have theories, but I'll get into them later. That might make this make a little bit more sense anyway.
Right.
So, there are also carvings on the sides of the tablet that sits, you know, not the actual Guidestones themselves. So, on one side, it says astronomic features. One, channel through stone indicates celestial pole. Two, horizontal slot indicates annual travel of sun. And three, sunbeam through capstone marks noontime throughout the year. And then it says author, R.C. Christian, in parentheses, a pseudonym. Like, he's like, that's not my name. And I need you to make sure that you know that that's not my name. I'll say it 500 times.
Oh my God. It's a pseudonym. This is just crazy.
I know.
Wait.
But here's the craziest part. Here's the craziest part. So after all of that unnecessary, blah, 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 it mm-hmm. then says, time capsule placed 6 feet below this spot to be opened on. And there it is left blank with absolutely no date of when it's going to be opened.
Maybe they just didn't put it there yet.
Why? No. Why have we not dug below it? What is in it? I want to know right now. I want to go dig it up right now.
No, my first guess would be they didn't put anything there yet, and that's why they didn't put a date, right?
Possibly. It's possible. But I kind of feel like they did put something there because, like, did they know, maybe, like, when the apocalypse was going to happen? People thought it was going to happen in 2012. Like, maybe that's what they thought.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
So I don't know. Maybe they just, like, got it inscribed and they didn't realize, like, they hadn't planned a date of when they wanted to open it.
Yeah.
Or maybe they just didn't know when they were going to be able to open it. Maybe they're like, we don't know when the apocalypse is going to happen, but, like,
yeah,
some point, somebody will just dig it up, right? Maybe that person right. needs to be me.
Oh, my God.
And I don't know if that's illegal. But it probably is. So, yeah. Anyway, so that's super weird. Super, super weird. And on the right side of the tablet, it is labeled physical data, and then it proceeds to list literally every single height, weight, length, all the measurements you can think of the Guidestones and the tablet. Like, numbers upon numbers upon numbers. No, I'm what? Absolutely not going to read that to you.
Why?
Why?
Like, why do they have all this random stuff on there?
Why? Like, why did they have to include the measurements on there? I don't understand. I literally don't get it. So here I am left with just 20 million questions and no answers. But probably my most important question is why, if this is just so important and this group of people think that everybody in the world needs to see this and this is just super, super, super important, why in the world did they choose some random county in Georgia and not somewhere like, I don't know, somewhere where there's a lot of people? Like, I don't know, New York, LA, there's many places.
Well, that's the whole point. They said they don't want to overpopulate again, right?
Well, I guess, but, like, does anybody know about this? Like, how else are they going to see it?
There's probably more space there.
Well, there's definitely more space.
Like, if they're going to be in a big city, where are they going to put it?
Well, that's true. I don't know. But, like, even not in a big city, like, just why in this random county in Georgia? Like, I don't think anything is really in this county in Georgia.
They're probably from there.
Maybe. Or maybe that's where they have the hidden bunker that they're going to survive in. I don't know. No, that's really just my theory. I don't know.
Yeah, they already made it there.
Yeah, like that. Well, actually, that's where it is. Too. Yeah. And when you dig down to find the time capsule, that's just how you get in to the bunker.
I was just going to say that, too. Oh, my gosh.
They're like, Taylor, stop exposing our secrets to the world.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, what I've said so far, super weird, right? Like, so many weird things. Well, it's only going to get more weird from here.
Oh, my gosh.
So, the stuff that I was saying, I know it probably just, like, went in one ear, out the other of what the left side of the tablet said about, like, the astronomic features, you know, like, Mark's noon time, travel of sun. So, what that means in dumbed down language is that the guide stones themselves are perfectly oriented to mark the time, the limits of the 18.6 lunar declination cycle, which means these stones are perfectly oriented to follow along the moon cycles.
I love that.
I love that too. And so now that kind of makes the math make a little bit more sense. I don't know why they necessarily had to add it onto the guide stones, but maybe they were like, baby, that was a lot of work in math, so I'm putting it on there. I'm showing my work.
Maybe they needed to put it in Georgia for that sort of reason.
So that's what I was gonna say. Yeah, I was getting into that.
I don't know.
No, definitely.
Or like when they were buying land, that was the cheapest land.
accurate.
Could be.
Very true.
You never know.
So not only does it follow the moon cycles, there's also a hole drilled into one of the columns at an angle so that you can always see the North Star through the little hole.
Oh.
Isn't that crazy? Like, listen, I know it's possible, but that's crazy. Like, that's very serious math to get it to line up with the stars like that. And even more wild, these stones are also lined up with the sun solstices and equinoxes. And I mentioned earlier that it will also shine a direct sunbeam onto the center stone at noon each day. So you can always know what time it is. And it'll also tell you the day of the year every time. So I know, like, obviously sundials were a thing way a long time ago. Like, that's what people used to tell time, like, back in the day before there were clocks, right? But, like, it's just crazy that they, like, spent all this time and money to make this do that. Like, I don't really see why, you know, like why they had to make it all so perfectly line up to like the moon, the sun, the stars, everything.
Maybe just because it's cool.
Yeah, I mean, true. Very true. Maybe somebody just really rich just wanted to have some fun.
And they're like, this doesn't exist right now, so let's just
do it. I'm rich and I'm bored.
Make everybody question it.
Exactly.
Okay. Here's a new theory.
Though.
One of the billionaires in the world got bored and they're like, let's just make people question everything and just make this weird thing and put it in middle Georgia and, you know, make people question it.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's a theory. I mean, just last year, I mean, I'm sure y'all have seen, like, those, like, monoliths, like, were showing up everywhere in random places, like, just randomly across the globe. Do you remember when that was happening?
I do sort of remember.
And people were just like, why are they popping up? And then it turned out it was like a YouTuber just doing it for his channel just to see if people would believe him. So, I mean, that theory is definitely a possibility. But with all of this information, we still have no answers. Not today. Nope. None. Everybody has their own interpretations of what these stones are, and I'm going to talk a little bit about those. So some people think that this is just, quote, what people say, quote, a stirring call to rational thinking, unquote. Because, you know, it's kind of just telling people, like, hey, like, we need to work together, like, if we want, like, this planet to, like, survive, you know, and be nice to each other and, you know, not stop overpopulating the world, you know. So some people would just believe that they're just saying, like, what we need to do as a society to be better people. And on the other end of things, just as you said, they call these guide stones the Ten Commandments of the Antichrist.
Antichrist? Why?
Listen, that's what they call it, not me.
They don't even seem evil or anything, so why would they say that?
So if you look at it, listen, I just feel like people are taking this very politically. Right. Which, I mean, it is, I would say. So people who do not like these guidestones say that this is in an altar placed here by people who worship Satan.
Oh my God. That's just so ridiculous. It doesn't even make sense.
I know. Literally. So one activist who very much supports like this Satan theory, I didn't even write his name down because he's literally not important, but it's just funny because he actually like got lawyers and fought really hard to get the stones completely knocked down and destroyed. His argument in court was that R.C. Christian, you know, the guy, the random guy that we don't actually know his real name.
Right.
That he belonged to a Luciferian secret society that's related to the New World Order, which I did talk about in the Denver International Airport episode.
Yeah.
But basically he was saying that these God stones were made to be a place to worship Satan. And listen, as much as I know for a fact that the New World Order exists, like, I do not think that this is a Satan altar worshiping place.
Yeah.
It says nothing about Satan, nothing about religion, even nothing, anything about that. So people just like to throw Satan in there. When they don't like whatever it is, they're like, oh, Satan. Don't like it. It's yeah, Satan.
I know. That's very common.
Very common. I feel like it's in every single story we say. So, you know what? For once, I don't think this one's Satan. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the most common and the most believable interpretation is that these are simply basic concepts that are required to rebuild a very devastated civilization. So these were built at the height of the Cold War technically when they were coming up with the idea, because they said that they had been working on it for 20 years. So
yeah,
20 years minus 1980 is 1960s. So, you know, height of Cold War, and World War III was in the talks of people, you know, like nuclear war. People were like freaking out and that was going to happen very soon. You know, people, there's even places in North Carolina with bomb shelters. Like high schools, like I have been to high schools, like when I was in high school playing softball, where they actually had bomb shelters, like, because they were literally afraid of a nuclear war. Like, I don't know what a bomb shelter is going to do with an atomic bomb, but, you know, that's what they thought. I know,
you guys are just going to stay in there the rest of your life.
Right, that's, so. I guess. So, yeah, people really believed that World War III was, like, happening ASAP back then. So they were like, and honestly, like, hopefully World War III never happens, but if it does, it will be a nuclear war, and like, honestly, it will take out most, if not everybody, because nuclear war is completely different than regular war, obviously. So one shred of proof that this is kind of like why the guidelines were written is because it says to keep the population under 500,000 people. And that's super weird, because even in 1980, the population was far, far, far more than that. So today, it's about 7 billion people and growing. So I didn't look up how many it was in 1980, but it was at least, you know, a couple billion still, I would say. So to bring 7 billion down to 500,000, that's a lot of people to die. So people say that, like, you know, they're writing this after the apocalypse, after, like, this is for the people who survive. So
yeah, yeah,
that's that little bit of proof. You know, luckily World War III hasn't happened, knock on wood. You know, we haven't really had to use the guidestones yet, even though we should still be using them right now.
I know, for the nature.
Exactly, for the nature, for the being nice to the people, like, just everybody, be kind to each other. So, people who have been, you know, studying this, reached out to Joe from the Rock Company, to try to get answers. And, I studied a lot of different sites, you know, looking at this and researching this, and I found basically two different answers. So I don't know which one's the truth, but, so one of them is that he never, ever got his real name, never got any information for him. He just showed up with the money and he didn't ask any questions, which, I mean, if somebody showed up with a lot of money, I also wouldn't ask questions. So,
yeah, right.
You know, too. But other reports say that Joe said that he actually put a gun to his head and threatened to kill him. And so that he will never ever reveal his name, but that he did get his name. So I don't know what's the truth. Don't know. But if that is true, like that he really did put a gun up to his head and, you know, like, is it somebody in the government? Like, is it, like, obviously, like, it's somebody who didn't want their name out there. Or, like, is it somebody, like, who's just rich and bored, like, still didn't want their name out there? I don't know.
Maybe.
But here's...
Yeah, like, maybe it was somebody that's recognizable.
Exactly.
Yeah. And
they're like, we can't say. I don't know. But here's my own personal theory. Completely personal. I saw absolutely no theories of this anywhere. It's literally one that my crazy mind came up with. But I honestly think that it could be a good theory, and I think that people should quote me on it. What if R.C. Christian is a time traveler?
Taylor, the way that I was going to say that too.
Because, I mean, I just think it makes sense. Like, honestly, in my personal opinion, an apocalypse is definitely coming. One way or another, I don't know what kind of apocalypse it's going to be, but it's coming. Sooner rather than later.
The way we both were going to say time travel.
I know.
No, but like, it's true.
It just makes a lot of sense, I feel like. So we don't know who this man is and never found out anything else again. Have no answers, even today. 40 years later, we have no answers. And he just kind of pops in, leaves this critical information and stuff that, like, not defies science, but just aligns very much so with science and the world that we live in. And I don't know. I just feel like it would make sense for a time traveler to have gone through or have, like, seen an apocalypse happen and try to, like, either A, stop it from happening, or B, try to help the people who survived the apocalypse, you know?
That's such a weird way to do it, though.
Oh, it's such a weird way to do it. But maybe he was, like, you know, the butterfly effect. We haven't talked about time traveling that much on this yet, which we really need to.
Yeah.
But just as a little mini. So for people who believe in time travel, you know, there is the butterfly effect where if you were to go back in time and mess with something, like if you were to change a decision or change something in the past, it would create a butterfly effect and change everything else throughout, like, history, you know, like how one small action can affect you. So maybe that's why it's in this random county in Georgia. This was, like, the place that this time traveler discovered that wouldn't, like, mess up anything too significantly, you know?
Right.
Like, you know, it would help just enough to get the information out there, but wouldn't distract so many people that, like, you know, it would be obvious if something happened, you know? Or it would make a lot of change. So I don't know.
Yeah.
That's really just my own personal theory, but I kind of think it would make sense if time travel is a thing, so.
Yeah, I mean, I loved time travel theories.
Oh, me too.
So I just want to go with that.
Me too. But, I mean, truly, I'm stumped. I kind of want to go for the time travel theory just because I think that's fun. And I did come up with that on my own. So, I don't know, but I do want to go dig up the time capsule.
Yeah.
And also, also, it's free to go here. So, if you want to go, I mean, there's hours that it's open, but, like, it's free. So, I really think we should go. It's not that far. And I want to go.
You should.
I want to see them.
That would be fun.
So, that is the mystery of the Georgia Guidestones.
So insane, because it's like, why? Yeah.
Why?
Like,
why did they put them? I have just so many questions, and we all know that I hate mysteries, and I hate not having the answers, but they're just so fascinating, and I just want to figure it out. So, I don't know.
Maybe someday we will.
Hopefully. I honestly don't want to figure that out because I don't want to live through an apocalypse.
I mean, yeah, but, like, that's not the only reason they would...
The help. Like, yeah, no, you're right. You're right. You're definitely,
like,
right.
Somebody could just come out and say, oh, yeah, we did it.
Okay, but you also... Like, yeah, true. Also, though, like, would you be one in the 500,000 to survive the apocalypse?
Because
I honestly think that I could.
I mean, maybe. I don't know.
I wouldn't know if I would want to, but I think that I could.
Right. Okay.
So.
Yeah, those are two different things.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, completely different things. So, I don't know. But, yeah. So, definitely go check out our Instagram. You're going to want to see these pictures of these cells.
I know. I need to see
They're crazy. They're also very big. So, yeah. But yeah, other than that, I really don't have anything else. I really laid it all out there for you this week. So,
how tall are they again? Did you say?
Did I say?
Are they, well, they're like huge, obviously, but. I already put
my notes away, but let me look it up. Okay. I might have had it somewhere.
I'm like.
Somewhere
it,
along
is
the
Is it like as big, it's like as big as a house.
Okay, well, houses are just, Savannah, that is such a bad measurement. Like, houses are such
bad sizes. I'm just looking at my own house. I'm like.
I want to say, okay, I don't think I wrote it down, but I want to say like 16 feet.
Okay.
I don't know, actually. But I'm looking it up right now. So, okay, no, actually, they're 19.26 feet.
Oh, my God.
Yep, and oh, my goodness gracious. It weighs, all the stones combined, weigh 237,746 pounds.
Oh, my God.
Holy crap. So, they literally weigh almost a quarter of a million pounds. That's crazy.
What if the butterfly effect has to do with them moving all that weight into that area?
Right. Oh my gosh, I hope not.
It like causes them
to It causes the apocalypse.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, I guess we'll see in a couple of years.
Okay, we need to get off of this before we say something too crazy.
We're not trying to manifest any of this. Anything that we just said, like, no. Like, Russians still don't come for me. Right. Time travelers, please stay away.
Fake.
Yeah. This we're podcast, just joking. Haha, fun and jokes, wink, wink. Anyways, That's all we have for you this week.
I guess. That's it.
That's enough. I'd say that's enough for this week. Mm-hmm. So, okay, well, see you next week.
Okay, cue the music.
And happy Thanksgiving.